You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
Adam Gilchrist, good morning to you.
Good morning, Stephen.
We've been tracking the story of the Argentinian submarine. There's actually a very complicated small South African link to it, but it looks like all the people on board have died.
It does, yeah. It does not look like a happy ending 9 days on since the San Juan went missing. And it's all down to the fact that they've managed to trace what is, after all, a tiny noise if you're looking at sonar and listening devices and so forth, but ultimately may have been an explosion soon after the San Juan reported an electrical fault and then went missing. So it may well be that at the time it sank to the bottom of the ocean. That's certainly the conclusion that seems to be being drawn. 44 crew on board, obviously a lot of relatives who'll be very upset about that, and an international effort that came to naught in the end. And I suppose that's one positive, is that there was an international effort. There were over a dozen countries involved in the end looking for this submarine, and including the RAF and the Royal Navy. And crucially, at one stage, an RAF plane landed on Argentine soil for the first time since the Falklands War. And so therefore, there's a sign that some of these ships and planes that are there to defend the Falklands from Argentina were helping Argentina look for one of their Navy submarines. I mean, at least that's a small positive of cooperation and coming together.
It's amazing how emotions are still so high about that. We've obviously been talking about Black Friday here. There's a fraud warning.
Yes, I suppose inevitably. I mean, it's a run-up to Christmas thing, but still, City of London Police in particular, they put out this warning about how last year there was a 25% increase in dodgy goods on sale at this time of the year. They reckon the same could happen again. In particular, they warn about us buying... do we know where we're buying stuff from, particularly if we're buying online? Mobile phones, clothes, shoes, jewellery and holidays in particular, they flag those up. But I suppose it's inevitable, isn't it? Black Friday turns into Blue Monday, you go from the pink into the red, and their warning essentially is that all that glitters is not gold. Be careful what you're buying and who you're buying from.
Adam Gilchrist, thanks very much indeed. Every day on the Emirates Worldview, we've been asking you to send us a question on any world topic you want to know more about. Today's question came, of course, hashtag Emirates Worldview. It came on Twitter. It's from Tabo 7108829. I was never going to read those numbers out, okay? Don't think I was going to do that. So, Tabo, your question was, what is the difference between a president and a prime minister? To get to the answer, we spoke to Dr. Patrick Muliki, a lecturer at the Institute of Diplomacy and International Studies at the University of Nairobi.
A president is a head of a state, right? And sometimes in different countries, the head of a state may not necessarily be a head of government. Just like different names, like a king can be head of state, president can be head of a state, but the actual running of government may be delegated to somebody else, right? So now this is where countries come up with the position of a prime minister who actually runs the day-to-day affairs of the government. For example, in a hotel, you may have a hotel manager and an operations manager, where the hotel manager is in charge of the entire hotel business, but the operations, day-to-day operations, is done by the manager. So that is the simplest term in which I can differentiate between a president and a prime minister.
That's Dr. Patrick Muliki. He's a lecturer at the Institute of Diplomacy and International Studies at the University of Nairobi. And congratulations to you, Tabo, 7108829, for having your Emirates Worldview question answered. You've won 1,000 Rand, courtesy of Emirates. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.
If you have a burning question on an interesting topic for Emirates Worldview, send us a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702. Or hashtag Emirates Worldview on Twitter. There's more Emirates Worldview on 702.co.za.
So, what's it like traveling with him?
Sue, he is such a drama queen. First the hotel wasn't to his liking, then the opera seats were too far back. But he's very sweet. Oh, and he treats me like a princess.
Wait, can't he hear you?
Oh, darling, I'm calling from my private suite. He can't hear a thing.
Experience ultimate privacy in your private suite when you fly Emirates First Class. To book or find out more, visit emirates.com/ZA. Fly Emirates. Hello tomorrow.